Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville. He's an Olney.
I am.
Jason
Hello.
Bishop.
Hello.
Here at 1015 Half Street with me. And join us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It is our pal Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Have you been now doing movie reviews on our show for almost 15 years?
Yeah, I mean, November 18th, 2005 was the first day I was on your show.
I actually have no idea what movies you saw this weekend or TV shows that you want to talk about. So you're going to have to steer this segment, Kevin. Uh-oh, this could be trouble.
Well, no, I mean, I texted Drab. I was like, weirdly enough, we're kind of in a lull right now where, like, you know, Scream came out last weekend. It was number one at the box office. It was a huge success. You know, that film didn't really cost that much to make, and it dethroned Spider-Man finally at the box office. And, you know, now we kind of have a period of time where I'd say the next big movie is The Batman, which is coming out March 4th, which is I'm super excited about. I'm just happy to see Robert Pattinson's career post-Twilight. I mean, obviously he was great in Tenet, and he did this great movie called Good Time, which I know you guys are familiar with, the filmmakers who made Uncut Gems, which was a great film with Adam Sandler.
Kevin, I thought that movie stunk on ice. I think I watched
which
it on,
one?
On your recommendation, Good Time. I watched
amazing
it.
Movie.
Okay, well, we'll have to agree to disagree. I was not a fan.
Did you like Uncut Gems?
I liked Uncut Gems better than I liked Good Time, because Good Time was a bad time for your pal Flames.
Oh. See, I respect you. You know that. I love you. I love that film. To me, that was the movie that really kind of gave Pattinson the edge in terms of, like, showing his dramatic chops and, like, you know, what he could do. Because everyone was going to look at him as Edward Cullen from Twilight. And I think it's really hard for somebody to then come out of a massive franchise like that and make their own mark. And now with Batman, that's going to be massive. I mean, Matt Reeves, the guy who directed this, did Cloverfield. He did War for the Planet of the Apes. He's a phenomenal filmmaker. So that's our next big movie. So today, what JP was talking about was there's a couple things I was going to mention on streaming. I do want to make a correction. A couple weeks ago, I made a mistake on your air. I was talking about Free Guy, the movie Free Guy, coming to Disney Plus. It's out available on, like, iTunes. You can rent it for, like, paid. But it won't be on Disney Plus for free with your subscription until February. So my apologies. I got a lot of messages from your listeners saying that it wasn't on there, and I apologize for that. I made a mistake looking at the dates on that. So
that's okay.
My apologies to you guys.
It's all good, man. People make mistakes. It's all good.
All right, so a couple things for streaming. I'm going to go through a couple options. I guess the first thing we'll start with, because I'm assuming you guys have seen the news that Meat Loaf passed away.
Yeah.
And so I know this is going to sound crazy, but, like, growing up, Meat Loaf, I was not really a huge fan, but I remember seeing, like, his videos on MTV. But, like, for me, the quintessential Meat Loaf thing that became a big deal for my life was Fight Club. And I know it sounds crazy because, like, you know, he had a massive music career and all these things. But, you know, when it came to cinema, movies were, you know, movies were my gateway into artists or that I might not have appreciated prior. And Fight Club, he's so great in Fight Club. It's a great performance. I know he passed away. I believe that it was announced this morning. He was in his 70s, 74, I believe. So I wanted to recommend Fight Club. If you haven't seen it, obviously it's an older film, 99, Brad Pitt, David Fincher, Edward Norton. But it's available on Amazon Prime Video. So you can stream it there if you have a Prime Video account. But it is there. Good movie to revisit. You know, it's an iconic film. Have you guys all seen Fight Club, or am I crazy?
I have seen Fight Club.
I saw Fight Club once. I don't think I need to see it twice.
Yeah, I don't think I saw the entire movie. I think bits and pieces of Fight Club.
Wow. I mean, you guys honestly should watch Fight Club again. First of all, it's timeless. I mean, it's David Fincher, the guy who directed Seven, Benjamin Button, Social Network. I mean, The Game with Michael Douglas and Sean Penn. I mean, oh, The Game is so good. But I mean, Fincher's career is phenomenal. I mean, Fight Club was a bomb. How do you sell a movie like that? I mean, it was the weirdest film, and then obviously it gained a cult following. Not cult following, the wrong word, but it gained a big following over the years. I mean, I think the Fight Club poster was on everybody's college dorm wall. And there's no question that was a big deal for my generation. So that's definitely one I'll recommend today. I know, Jason, you're excited about Ozark.
Yeah,
I haven't seen this new season yet. We do know it's part one of this particular season. I did rewatch the opening episode of Ozark from the first season, which is still an incredible television episode pilot. Obviously, you guys remember when Bateman is going up to that building and that guy falls out. I mean, it's just one of the most insane, shocking shots. No, that's the first season.
I know,
first
I'm just
episode,
busting your chops. By the way, speaking of that, Kevin, every once in a while, I do have a BDK like fear from time to time when I walk out of the building at 1015 Half Street that a body's just going to fall off like the 10th floor,
dude,
and splat in front of me. I don't know why, but it creeps into my brain from time to time, and it's weird.
Here's the question, Cakes: how long would you wait before you continued your walk to get your car?
Oh, I would rush back in. I would tell Carlos that there's a corpse out on the sidewalk. Call 911, and then I would leave immediately.
Right.
I mean, do I need to be a witness for that?
What's more shocking, that scene in Ozark when the guy falls in front of Bateman's face on the ground, right, or the Martin Sheen death from The Departed? When he falls off or he goes off the building, he lands in front of DiCaprio.
Right, a great scene. Great scene.
What?
I can't wait for Ozark. Right. This weekend, I'm going to watch all 7 episodes, and I'm going to watch the NFL playoffs. That's all I'm going to do.
You're not going to leave the house.
I'm not going to leave the house. Why?
I got a text from Jason last weekend, which, you know, because last Friday on your show, I was mentioning Euphoria because it's my favorite TV. Jason watches the first episode of season 2 without ever seeing season 1 and texts me and says, "Oh my God, what is going on? What is up with this show?" I mean, I'm telling you guys, Jason, you need to go back and watch the first season of Euphoria and then catch up. Like, it's the best show on TV. I can't believe it even exists. It's extremely NC-17.
Oh, yeah. It's about as cheery, Cakes. It's about as cheery as a F5 twister going through Oklahoma.
Yeah, right. Real uplifting.
It's pretty brutal. If you want to see that, that's available on HBO Max. I'm going to kind of go backwards a little bit here. I guess no pun intended. One of my favorite movies of all time is available now on HBO Max. I was looking through some of they always add these like older films to these streaming platforms, and you just kind of come across them and go, "Oh, I want to kind of see that again." You guys remember the movie Memento with Guy Pearce and Carrie Ann Moss?
Haven't seen that.
Guy Pearce, very good movie.
You've never seen that, Cakes?
I have not.
That's Christopher Nolan's breakout film.
Christopher Nolan? No, thank you. I'm Christopher. No, thank you.
Why do you hate Christopher Nolan?
I just have seen a lot of his work, and trust me, I'm not as impressed as Kevin is.
You don't like the Batman movies? Batman Begins?
I like some of his work, but some of his work, to me, is a snooze fest.
Right.
Personally. Okay, cakes.
Memento's really good.
You know, you use the word personally. Now it actually is getting personal here. Because
it is personal. I know I'm attacking you.
But Memento, Nolan, Cakes is cup of tea.
Dunkirk is good.
If I recall,
Dunkirk is good.
Is Memento black and white?
I think it has black and white sequences, but like the movie's about Guy Pearce. He tattoos things on his body so he can remember things because he has a short-term memory loss. It's a phenomenal film, a murder mystery essentially, and Guy Pearce and Carrie Ann Moss. This is Nolan's breakout. So like before he did Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Dunkirk, Interstellar, obviously Tenet. This was like a big deal. This movie kind of put his name on the map. Phenomenal film. If you haven't seen it, it's on HBO Max. Also a couple things, if you're interested in this, there's two films that are available on, like, you can pay for these films, like on iTunes or wherever you get your movies on demand. I mean, Belfast is a movie I discussed with you guys a couple times, the Kenneth Branagh film. It's only 90 minutes. It's brilliant. It's on, you can get it. I think you can rent it on any type of platform. It's Jamie Dornan, really, really great story, phenomenal film, beautifully shot. And then No Time to Die, if you guys haven't seen the Bond film yet, it's obviously available on streaming services where you can like pay for it to rent or buy. But that's obviously out now.
Were you a fan of Tender Bar?
I liked Tender Bar. I really did like Tender Bar. Did you see it?
No, but I've been intrigued. I saw some interview where Matt Damon was interviewing Affleck. And I actually found Affleck pretty likable there, and perspective on kind of his career, the ups and downs. But it looks like a pretty good movie. It's a drama. Like you would have probably been interested in it because they were talking about kind of the viability of dramas like that in movie theaters.
Yeah, I mean my interview with Ben Affleck for Tender Bar is probably the best I've ever had him. He's a good interview, but like sometimes he can be a little reserved or cold, not in a bad way. I just feel like he's, taken a lot from the media. So I think he's just very, reserved in that. But when I talked to him for Tender Bar, it was probably the best I've ever talked to him. It's also one of the best roles of his career. I think he's just proud of it. This is directed by George Clooney. It's available on Amazon Prime Video, now if you have Amazon Prime. And essentially, it's based on a book about a real true story about a kid who grew up with a father who worked in radio but was absent in his life. So his uncle Charlie, Affleck's character, kind of is there to help raise him. And Affleck is just so damn good in the movie. It's a character that really kind of like resonates. You really want to be around this guy. His name is Uncle Charlie. It kind of reminded me of my cool uncle as a kid. I think everybody had that cool uncle that would help. They would do things that your parents would say, my uncle would help me buy parental advisory CDs. My parents wouldn't let me do that. My uncle did. You know what I mean? Like that cool uncle.
You'd help me buy like Wasp albums back in the 80s.
Dude, man, my mom and dad were so like, they were so against parental advisory albums. Like I'll never forget, like, what's funny is I remember coming home with Offspring's Smash album, and that didn't have a parental advisory on it. But do you remember that track where he was like just rolling through those curse words, like in that moment? I can't say it on the air, obviously.
Road Rage? Was it that tune, or is it something different?
Yeah, it was like you stupid dumb. Yeah. Classic. all right, then two more real quick. If you're a Paul Thomas Anderson fan, he's one of my favorite filmmakers. He did Boogie Nights and Magnolia. You don't know, dude. You've seen Boogie Nights and There Will Be Blood.
I've seen both of those. Both good.
So he has a new movie out in theaters right now called Licorice Pizza, which is brilliant. With Alana Haim and as well as Bradley Cooper and Cooper Hoffman, Philip Seymour Hoffman's son, is incredible in it. But if you can't get to the theater, two of his films that are like two of his best are available on streaming: Phantom Thread, which is the Daniel Day-Lewis film where he plays like the he's in fashion. It's a brilliant, brilliant film that's available on Netflix. And then The Master, which is, I think, one of Philip Seymour Hoffman and Joaquin Phoenix's best performances. If you guys haven't seen The Master, it's on Amazon Prime. It's insane. Like, that movie is nuts. Amy Adams, like, it's just so well done. So those are my recommendations. And also, there's a new Denzel Washington movie on Apple TV Plus called The Tragedy of Macbeth, which is directed by Joel Coen of Coen Brothers fame. So that's available as well. Lots of options.
Kevin, movies people sleep on this week.
Well, that's a good one. I haven't done a movie.
I'll give you one I just watched a couple weeks ago.
All right.
Perfect Murder.
Oh, it's a good one.
Ooh, with
is that the Snow Globe movie?
Michael Douglas.
Not the Snow Globe movie at all. That's Unfaithful.
Unfaithful. That's Unfaithful. Dude, Unfaithful is so good.
Yes, it is.
All right, you know what? I'll just bring it back to what I said at the beginning of the segment, movies people sleep on. I'm going to do The Game. David Fincher.
I have an entrant. Watched it a couple nights ago with my daughter. She had never seen it. Murder by Numbers. Kind of silly.
Yeah. Oh, is that Sandra Bullock?
Yes, Ryan Gosling. 20 years old, too, by the way.
You know what's another good...
Run, bro.
Wow.
Fracture. Remember Fracture?
No, I clearly don't.
What? Dude, Kevin, look it up. Ryan Gosling, Anthony Hopkins. All right.
Good job.
All right.
Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Coming up next, we're going to dive back into the NFL playoffs. And who do we believe needs the Super Bowl win the most for validation here on a Football Friday on The Fan, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on a Football Friday presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. So four big matchups this weekend. Jason, very interested in the Niners game against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Mm-hmm. You've got Tom Brady taking on Matthew Stafford. That's a rematch from earlier in the season when the Rams actually beat the Bucks. On the AFC side, the Bengals and Joe Burrow got their first playoff win for Cincinnati in, 31 years? And they're going to see if they can do it against a Tennessee team that gets Derrick Henry back.
I believe Cincinnati has lost every single NFL playoff road game that they've been in. I believe they're 0-7 on the road in the playoffs as an organization. So this is a big one for them.
And finally, you've got Kansas City against Buffalo. Of those four matchups... Mm-hmm. And you look at all the players playing. Who do you think needs the Super Bowl win the most?
Well, I think it's obvious. I think it's obvious why Drabby put it on the outline. It's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has lost his last four NFC Championship games. He's 12-9 in his playoff record, you know, his career in the playoffs, 12-9. But if he's going to go down as, you know, a top five, top seven all-time quarterback, he's got to have another Super Bowl. And he certainly has to have another appearance in a Super Bowl because he's 0 for his last four in NFC Championship games. So I believe it's Aaron Rodgers.
I think he certainly makes the list. I think you could argue that the Rams should be on that list too because McVay got them there a few years ago. They lost to the Patriots. This is a huge proving ground for Matt Stafford. You know, everybody likes to pile on him and say, you know, he just puts up numbers for bad teams because he was saddled playing for Detroit for so many years, a team that drafted him. Now he's surrounded by ridiculous skill players in L.A. They've got a really good defense. They've got a chance to advance, and he has a chance to become a Super Bowl winner. So I think there's a lot of pressure on the Rams to try to upset the Bucs on the road and get back to the Super Bowl. And, you know, everybody likes to hype up Sean McVay as, you know, this young stud coach. And a lot of other teams are looking for the next Sean McVay. Well, he's got to win a Super Bowl at some point.
I just put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, and I stuck with quarterbacks. Who needs a Super Bowl win the most for validation? Aaron Rodgers has one. I put Matthew Stafford there. And now this guy's young, but I think he can make a statement. I put Josh Allen in there. So those are the three choices. Poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. And the reason I throw Josh Allen in there is you are hearing more and more noise. Patrick Mahomes has been considered the best quarterback, like the best young quarterback in the NFL the last couple of years. It's like if you want to start a franchise, you got to start with Patrick Mahomes. But now more and more people are kind of jumping on the Josh Allen train. And if he's able to win against Kansas City and propel his team into the Super Bowl, all of a sudden he makes a statement like, no, 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 no. I'm the guy.
Everybody thinks Buffalo's going to win this game. I was watching a bunch of stuff on TV yesterday and talking to some people. They all love Buffalo in this game.
A lot of people like Buffalo. Look, they won 38-20 in the first matchup. Mm-hmm. Not that long ago, Mahomes threw a pick six in that game. I think Mahomes had two interceptions. And look, it's recency. Buffalo looked amazing last week.
Well, so did Kansas City. They rolled up 45 or 42, whatever it was, on Pittsburgh. They looked pretty good. Mahomes threw five touchdowns in basically 13 minutes of football.
Yep.
You guys might disagree with this, but I think there's actually the time is now for Mahomes as well. Because everyone thinks, oh, just because you're young, you have plenty of time to rack up Super Bowl wins. Well, as a Seahawks fan, Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl in his second year, and he went and lost the Super Bowl in his next year, same as Mahomes, right? Well, they haven't been back since, because once those giant QB contracts start piling up, it's a lot harder to get back. Plus, his weapons are going to get older. He's not at the top of the list of the guys who have, you know, must win this weekend or must be in contention for a Super Bowl. I do think that it is. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers is up there, and McVay as well. But all these guys, I mean, you only get so many shots at the Lombardi.
That's a good point.
Unless your name's Brady.
His weapons aging, man. Travis Kelce put together a really good year, but he's starting to show signs of slowing down at this point.
If you want to be a dynasty, you got to go.
Well, if you want to be considered one of the all-time greats, yeah.
I think the easy answer is Aaron Rodgers, like you said. I think that's the glaring one. But I would also argue for Kyle Shanahan, because you think about it, he gets a bad rap for he gets the blame for the 28-3 comeback.
Sure.
When the Falcons were in the playoffs. People are blaming him for the San Fran's loss to Kansas City.
Right.
So I feel like he, well, not necessarily on the hot seat, but he needs one to redeem himself. And then also the city of Cincinnati, because they've been just god awful for over 30 years. And like Drab said, you know, you have Burrow on his rookie deal. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you're going to have to pay Burrow big money. You're going to have to pay Jamar Chase big money. You're going to have to pay the ends like
Joe Mixon, too. Maybe.
You're going to have to pay Mixon good money.
Just extended Mixon.
You're going to have to pay Hubbard, their defensive end, big money. So, you know, the time is now. And it doesn't necessarily mean if you're young, you'll just keep getting back there. But, you know, those contracts are going to come back and haunt you, you know, in 4 years down the road. So I feel like the time is now for Cincinnati. Plus, you feel a little bad for them because they were kind of silly when Carson Palmer was in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then pummeled his knee, and they've never been the same since.
I'm surprised.
I mean, you can kind of make a case for any of these teams, but I'm going to give, you know, teams like Cincinnati a pass just because of the age of their quarterbacks. But here's another reason why I'd say Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has never beaten the 49ers in the playoffs. He's 0 for his last three. And it's not like he was losing to Joe Montana and Steve Young. He lost to Garoppolo and Colin Kaepernick. All right? And he's facing Garoppolo again. This is kind of a must-win for Aaron Rodgers. I hope he loses, Cakes.
I think that
I don't think
he
will.
I think that ends. I think now, look, he realizes he's not – I mean, is he going to play till he's 45 like Tom Brady? Yeah. Maybe he will.
But my argument is that with Aaron Rodgers, is the narrative going to change? Because everyone just crowns him.
I think
him and Brady every single year.
I think it changes a little.
It doesn't necessarily change. I mean, he lost two in a row and hasn't changed.
He's still going to be a first balloter.
He is, but if he retires with just one Super Bowl, like he doesn't want to be just the one. He doesn't want to be a one Super Bowl guy. Like, he wants multiple.
Yeah, the narrative will change.
And he would probably admit that.
The narrative will change in that the case for him being a choker in the playoffs will grow.
Kind of depends on how he plays. You know, he doesn't play defense.
Understood.
So if he goes out and throws four touchdowns.
But it just would be the reputation that he can't win the big one.
Yeah. And by the way, he hadn't played that great in those games either.
I'm surprised at the early voting. Look, at the poll has only been up there for 3 minutes. You can vote at Junks Radio. But the early polling of who needs a Super Bowl win the most for validation is Matthew Stafford. Mm-hmm. And maybe you make the argument, Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer no matter what. He could lose every game for the rest of his career. He's still going to be a Hall of Famer based on what he's achieved.
Correct.
Matthew Stafford has been a stat compiler for all these years and is a borderline Hall of Famer based on the numbers, but he doesn't have a feather in his cap in terms of any sort of postseason success. If he takes this Rams team, which made it to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, and then wins the Super Bowl, and everything that Sean McVay and the Rams did in the offseason, and actually during the season when they added Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr., then all of a sudden, he probably is a Hall of Famer.
Well, I think he is. That fast tracks his gold jacket if he does that.
Especially if he beats Tom Brady in Tampa, and then beats Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. That would be huge. I think if he just gets to the Super Bowl, that's a big win for him and for McVay. But you're absolutely right. You can make a case for him, too. I'm still sticking Rodgers number one on that list.
The perspective with Stafford, like you said, is McVay got to the Super Bowl with Goff. Obviously, you are a million times better than Goff, so we expect you to do the same thing.
Right, to get you there and to win it. Not just get you there.
Yeah, well, the Rams have mortgaged their future to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and we're expecting it. Yep. And anything less is a disappointment.
They love dealing away first-round picks to get veteran players. That's their blueprint to how to win, you know, 11, 12, 13 games and make a deep postseason run.
And Kyle Shanahan has this reputation of late in games kind of getting a little too cutesy, or maybe getting a little tight in some of his play calling. You know, he was criticized for that play call with when Garoppolo snapped the ball too soon and Williams was called for the false start. I don't know why he moved Williams over there, but he did. You know, he's innovative, and it should have worked. It's easily. Garoppolo's 25 for 25 on fourth down sneaks, except for that one, because he moves Williams over. But, man, this is a huge game for Rodgers.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, you call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Who needs a Super Bowl win the most for validation? So I would probably vote for Rodgers over Stafford, but those are my top two. But I do think, like, let's say Buffalo, you're saying you're hearing everybody say that Buffalo is going to win this weekend. So if Buffalo beats the Chiefs, they're going to be the favorite against the Titans or the Bengals, right?
Sure.
Then they're going to be in the Super Bowl, more than likely. They'll be the favorite to get to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say he wins it. Now, all of a sudden, I do think people are going to say best young quarterback, Josh Allen, over Patrick Mahomes. And Mahomes had a great year, but first half of the year, turnover issues, and you'll have a head-to-head. And Josh Allen would have two wins against Patrick Mahomes this year.
Yeah, I mean, he'll probably take over that mantle as best young quarterback. But let's see how he plays in this game. I just like Kansas City. I have faith in Mahomes and Kelce and all his weapons. I mean, if he's going to get the ball to Kelce, you know, 8 to 10 times, I don't know how Buffalo's going to beat them.
I told you, I like KC too.
Game. It could be a shootout. I like Kansas City in this game.
I think KC has the more explosive weapons. I know that
the Bills
Stephon Diggs has been great in Buffalo, but he's not Tyreek Hill and he's not Travis Kelce.
But I mean, they've got Devin Singletary, who's emerged in the last 5 or 6 weeks. I mean, a lot of that rushing workload was falling to Josh Allen. He still uses his legs, but now they've got a more well-rounded offense with Singletary contributing. So I like the skill set guys that the Bills have. Mm-hmm. I mean, not a lot of household names. Guys like Gabe Davis contributed late. I like what they're building there in Buffalo. That's a nice little core that they have there.
Well, so game one, Cincinnati, Tennessee. Do you like Tennessee or Cincinnati? Henry will be back.
Henry's going to come back.
Mike Vrabel has been in the playoffs three consecutive years, and he's been a coach for 4 years.
No one have any kind of Tennessee pressure or anything? Yeah. I mean, nobody even mentioned them.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're just kind of a forgotten team.
I think when you compare
that's what they are.
They are the one seed, but when you compare them to Buffalo and Kansas City, Cincinnati, they don't have.
Is
that
everyone just like, oh, they're good, but they had so many injuries this year, so they get a pass? Is that?
I don't know. There's nothing real sexy about.
Yeah,
them,
is anybody clamoring for Ryan Tannehill to win a Super Bowl? Is there a lot of pressure on him?
I'm sure internally there is.
If you keep making the playoffs and you never advance, I'm sure there has to be some sort of pressure, right?
Yeah, they're always kind of under the radar, though. Maybe it's because of the quarterback, but we'll see how healthy Derrick Henry is. But when you compare him to Buffalo and Kansas City, obviously Tannehill's not on that level.
I think even if Henry's healthy, he's not going to get like 20-plus carries, I wouldn't think. I mean, are you really going to rush him back like that when you got a guy like Deontay Foreman who's capable? You're going to see him eased back into the mix.
But I heard a pretty incredible stat. I think it was Lewis Riddick that pointed out, might have been somebody else on TV. But Henry with Brown and Jones on the field together, it was like 64 snaps this season. That's it.
Yeah. Well, and now they got them all.
A.J. Brown is always banged up. Julio is – I know he seemingly was healthy when that trade was made, but he – didn't play in a lot of games this year. I mean, Father Time's starting to catch up to him. It's kind of a brittle mix there with the skill guys.
But they should be on the field together this weekend, and who knows what happens down the road. And that makes them a really tough team to defend because most teams will bring an extra guy in the box. So it'll be eight guys in the box to defend Derrick Henry.
I just feel like...
Which isn't even good enough. And then those receivers are going to get one-on-one coverage.
I know, but I just feel like everything needs to kind of break right for them. Derrick Henry has to have 28 to 30 carries and go for like a buck 50 and find the end zone twice for that offense to really be humming. And I just don't know if he's going to have that sort of workload his first game back after a pretty serious injury.
Yeah. I think they're going to lean on him. I don't know how many carries he'll get, but they're going to lean on him pretty heavy. Maybe Foreman does have significant time, but
man. I know Jason brought up the stat about the Bengals never winning on the road in the postseason.
Yeah.
If there's a road team that I think that could pull an upset, I think it could be the Bengals.
Cincinnati, you like Cincinnati?
Little tingle, just a tingle.
I think the Rams can go into Tampa. I mean, they're not a huge underdog. I kind of like the Rams in this matchup. I don't know why I like Stafford over Brady here.
Right.
But I think that the offensive line issues with the Bucs.
Yeah, Wirfs being banged up definitely hurts Tom Brady.
I don't know if he'll go. If he goes, he's not going to be 100%. And the defensive line for the Rams should get after him.
Kerrigan bulldozed him twice.
Oh, Kerrigan was killing him. Now, Kerrigan killed him after the ankle injury.
Correct.
Yeah. But because he's considered the best right tackle in football. But
and their center's banged up as well, Ryan Jensen.
Yeah, but he's going to play. I'm not sure about
I'm with you. I kind of like the Rams. Look, they beat him earlier this season.
I don't know why. You should love Tom Brady at home, but for some reason, those injuries on the offensive line and then Fournette being iffy, I don't know. I kind of like the Rams to go in there. If the Rams lose and Stafford still only has one playoff win, McVay is going to get criticized on this one.
800-636-1067 is the number. We have our Junkies Parlay coming up next, but let me tell you about Impress Technology. Roughly 300,000 people in the D.C. area work for the federal government, and those agencies have shifted many of their staff to remote work status. With a complete range of contract vehicles and proven remote work solutions from Impress and Dell Technologies, your agency can minimize risk, maximize IT efficiency, and help employees be more productive. Not sure which solution is right for you? Let's start a conversation on how Impress can help. Learn more at ImpressTechnology.com. That's ImpressTechnology.com. An SBA certified HubZone company and Dell Federal Partner. Welcome back on a Football Friday on The Fan, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. Time now for our Junkies Weekend Parlay.
Sponsored by FanDuel, our good friends over there. All right, are we making this an all NFL playoff parlay, or are we just kind of?
I don't think it has to be.
I was not eyeing an NFL playoff match.
Oh, really? Going to go off board? I like it.
Is it a Goff matchup?
Maybe.
Yeah, most likely.
All right, then spin the wheel. I'm interested. Valdez.
Oh, I piqued your interest.
Hope you're ready.
I'm guessing it's a Goff matchup, a second round matchup at the Amex.
So I'm going out west to PGA West. They're playing three tracks. It's a 3-day cut event, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I'm going with a long shot who had a great round at the stadium course. And if you don't know, the stadium course is the hardest track at PGA West. I believe only 55% of the field who played the stadium course is under par. And the golfer I have to win.
I know Matthew Wolf isn't.
The golfer I have to win the American Express is Sam Ryder. Sam Ryder is 65-1 to win the Amex. He already played the hardest track, like I said, the stadium course, at 7 under par. He's gonna play the North track, and he's gonna play La Quinta, which are the hit and giggle Mickey Mouse courses, before he plays the stadium course on Sunday. And he's only 3 back from the leader, Patrick Cantlay, who played La Quinta yesterday. So he's got to play the harder tracks today and on Sunday. So I'm going with Sam Ryder at 65-1, who is a birdie machine. Mm. And in this tournament, you need to make birdies to win. So add that to the parlay. It's going to juice it up nice.
So they play La Quinta. They play the stadium course. And what's the other one?
It's
Nicholas?
The Nicholas track. I think it's called the Nicholas or North track, whatever it's called.
I got you. Damn, 65-1. That's a big one.
That's a juicy one.
That's probably the biggest one we've ever placed.
Tied for fifth right now. He's in position.
He's definitely in position. Like I said, this isn't a bomber's course, so he only pokes it out there like 280, so he doesn't need to crush it. And plus, think about this. He shot 7 under with only 61% of fairways in regulation and 51% of greens in regulation.
Valdez was happy that the Golf Channel showed pretty much every shot of Gary Woodland yesterday, who shot a 76 or something, and none of Patrick Cantlay.
I think this bet is just screaming extreme value right now at 65-1.
All right, you're in. All right, spin it. All right, let's move over to Olney, Maryland. Cakesville.
Cakesville, USA. I like the sound of that, Jason. I told you my tingle was the Bengals. I'm going to stick with that. I like them catching the 3.5 points on the road in Cincinnati. I'm sure Joe Burrow cares about Ken Anderson and Boomer. Right. I'm sure he cares about those guys, those old fossils of quarterback for the Bengals. I like the collection of skill players on the Cincy side greater than the Tennessee collection. I'm sorry. Burrow, Chase, Higgins, Boyd, Uzama, and Mixon, greater than sign, mediocre Ryan Tannehill, a 3/4 strength Derrick Henry, and an always banged up wide receiver core of A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. I'm going to take the Bengals catching the points. I think they could win the game outright. If I really had a set, I would bet for the Bengals to win, but I'll just take the points.
What are the odds there, Cakesy?
I'll have to pull it up. Hold on 1 second.
Well, the money line is +150.
+150. I'm not doing that.
He's catching the point.
Oh, it's standard juice,
it's
probably.
It's -114.
Yeah. Hey, Drabby, remember, Cakes also loved the Steelers last week, +12.
Yeah,
I did. That
and
is
they
true.
They got bludgeoned.
That's a very good point.
Well, when you sell something, you can't say, mediocre, no, lukewarm on this play.
I'm resolute, baby. I'm all Bengals all the time.
You're in.
Who day?
Bengals +3.5.
I'm all in.
So we got, we have 3 more? 2 more.
No, we got Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron's on hold.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't talked to Aaron forever.
It's been quite a while.
Let's go to Ehawk then. Aaron, what's up, girl?
Hey, how are you guys? I'm dying laughing. I do not see how the Bengals win this game. I'm sorry, Cakes. I think it's going to be the Titans. But that is not my play, even though I do have the Titans and Packers in a two-leg money line parlay.
Nice.
I am going Gronk anytime touchdown. I don't know how this is plus money, but it's plus 110. I mean, how do you not bet this, right? That's Tom Brady's guy. They're in sync. They know what each other's thinking. Brady's missing some weapons. They've got to win this game. So I think Gronk anytime touchdown for plus 110.
Scored last week. I had him last week in our parlay. I think it was about plus 130.
Plus 130.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we're thinking the same.
And by the way, it was wide open on that touchdown catch. I mean, there was.
She just thinks he's cute. That's why she picked up.
You love Gronk?
I mean, who doesn't? He's a lovable character.
Yeah, very funny. All right, you're in. Rob Gronkowski, plus 110, anytime touchdown. All right, have a good weekend. All right, Drabby, let's go to you here.
All right. You can stop the prize wheel.
What sport are you going to?
Well, I'm not doing NFL. Jason, who is the most famous Serbian tennis player?
Right now?
In the world. You tell me.
No idea.
Well, he's the world's most popular tennis player.
Oh, probably. Novak?
Novak Djokovic.
Oh, okay.
All right. That is until this weekend. I got a new play, someone I'm hot on.
New boyfriend?
Right? We're going into the fourth round of the Aussie Open.
All right.
And I like Miomir Kecmanovic. He is playing Gael Monfils in the fourth round of the Aussie Open. Monfils is 35 years old. He's played well so far, but I've thought he was going to lose every round. I've gone against him every round.
He just won in straight sets, didn't he?
He's looking good, yeah. But he's going to stumble against this guy who's the world number 77, and this guy was supposed to play Novak in the first round. Mm-hmm. He's had the run of his lifetime, and it's going to continue when he beats Monfils. I think they play tomorrow.
What's his name?
Miomir Kecmanovic.
How many times have you seen him play?
Never.
I've seen a couple highlights the last few days.
Okay. All right.
All right. That's about it.
Okay.
All right. And he's a number.
Miomir Kecmanovic.
Yep. He's got plus 400.
He is plus 400.
And I've been hot recently. You guys, everyone joined on me. I picked Pringle to score a touchdown last week. He scored a touchdown.
Did I get props? I picked Gronk to score.
I know. Me and you, we smashed
everyone
it last
else,
week.
Big losers?
Big losers everywhere else.
Oh, okay.
So tune into the Aussie Open this weekend.
I'm so sure.
JP is going to do that right after the Caps game.
I'm sure I'm going to watch the Aussie Open when there's a billion NFL playoff games, Ozark is debuting, and I still need to watch Succession. I'm sure.
Well, the games are all the matches are all in the middle of the night. So
let's see. They play tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, then maybe they moved the times up because they are all been at midnight.
Well, that's what it says here. I mean,
all right. Tennis expert draft.
That's what FanDuel says, but who knows?
He's a former tennis coach.
He is, yes.
All right. Let's go over to Joe Pa.
So I'm going to look at the Tampa Rams rematch. And I remember in the first game, do you know who went off at wide receiver in that game?
No.
DeSean Jackson went off.
Oh.
No longer a member, but a deep threat. And I think that coming off a game where Odell Beckham Jr. found the end zone and had a big game, and we know what Cooper Kupp does, Van Jefferson is due for a breakout and could be the deep threat over the top against a weak secondary. That is the weakness of the Tampa Bay defense. So I like a Van Jefferson anytime score, which is plus 310.
That's some long odds right there. But if it hits, it's going to be tasty.
Long odds to you, friend.
Long odds.
Hey, I hit the defense and special teams a couple weeks ago.
Parlay Dave over there.
I mean, this parlay is so ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's got no chance. You should see what the payoff is. And I haven't even put mine in yet. All right, I'm going to go to the San Francisco 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. I've been talking about this freaking game all week. It's such a huge game. Davante Adams, the last four times he's played against San Francisco, who don't have a shutdown corner. They've got a pretty good rookie who they drafted out of Michigan, Ambry Thomas. They've got a decent corner, Emmanuel Mosley. They got a poopy corner. Do you know who the poopy corner is, Cakes?
I don't know. I don't know the third string corner.
He played here.
Oh.
Josh Norman.
Josh Norman's all still trying to get
out. He couldn't cover you. But Davante Adams, the last four times he's played against San Francisco, he's had 12 catches on 18 targets for a buck 32. He's had 9 catches on 11 targets for a buck 38. He had 10 catches on 12 targets for a buck 72. And 10 catches on 16 targets for a buck 32.
Those numbers get fantasy players horned.
That's 41 catches on 57 targets the last four times he's played against Kyle Shanahan's defense. That's what Aaron Rodgers is going to do again. He's going to throw a bunch of balls to Devontae. His yardage total right now is 94.5. It started at 90.5. It's up to 94.5. I still like the over. He's going to be targeted about 12 to 15 times. He'll probably have 8 to 10 catches, and I think he gets over 100 yards. So I'll go over 94.5 receiving yards for Devontae on Sunday.
I like it.
Can I tell you what the total is for the six-leg parlay for $6?
Yeah. All right. Let's hear this.
Hold it. Can you drum roll, please? Drum roll.
JP, do we have the – no.
It's going to take me some time.
We're going to need it for this. Wait till you hear this.
It's machine one, bank four, either 11 or 12.
Don't worry about it. Why don't you just give us the payoff?
I will never
do came up with Mel Gibson.
That's not a drum roll.
All right. Here. That's the wrong machine, JP. That's the wrong machine. All right,
what did Mel Gibson just say in that clip, by the way?
I would never forgive you. All right.
Well, so people aren't going to forgive us either after they
place this. $6 pays $67,493.27.
Why bother?
$67,000?
Yeah, $67,000. Please hit this, and so Eric can be so jealous.
Can it just happen one time?
Can lightning strike?
I know we hit a four-game. I'm going to put this up at Chuck's Radio.
I know we hit a four-game parlay a few weeks ago. All right. Can this please happen so we can throw it in Bickle's face?
All right. We got to take a break. Coming up next, best-selling author John Feinstein on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.